too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1. Proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food, and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this, you already know it is Momentum Monday. And I don't know about you, but we are feeling absolutely momentous this morning. And if you're not, I want you to stop. Let me tell you why. So, like, I talk about Momentum Monday every single Monday. And this morning as I was getting up out of the bed, and you know how I talk about those things that compete for your mind's attention? Those things that come against you to make you not want to get out of bed. Those things that make you not want to face the momentum that you have within on Monday. Well, they all start to try to attack you from the moment you lift your head off the pillow. And that tried to happen to me this morning, but I said, heavens, no. You know what? It was a great weekend. It doesn't matter what happened last week. Last week was incredible, by the way. But this is a new day. It's a new beginning, and we hope that you have your momentum. So if those negative forces are trying to come in and distract you this morning, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take 30 seconds, just 30 seconds, and I want you to breathe really, really deep. I mean, I want you to fill your lungs to capacity. And if you can, close your eyes and find your center. And then begin to tell yourself that today will be a momentous day. Doesn't matter what happened with the kids. It doesn't matter if you got out on time. Just stop for 30 seconds. I dare you. I double dog dare you to stop for 30 minutes. And replace all of those negative thoughts with sheer positivity. And watch and see if your morning does not make the shift. All right. That's my advice for this morning. And as always, you know we tell you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. Now, because we are up so early in the morning, we see it's getting darker outside. So we know we're getting close to time change. So that means that we have to be extra specially careful for school buses, school kids, and school zones. You know that they're in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2 o'clock. So I implore you, as we do every single morning, to slow down, steer clear of their rear. Make sure you're staying engaged. And I know that you know the spill, but we got to say it because it's so critically important. Our kids are depending on you and they're depending on us. Y'all, it is Momentum Monday. I don't know if you're sports fans, but hopefully a little bit later in the show, we'll be able to talk about what happened this weekend. It was a great weekend if you love football. I mean, some of the most daring finishes that you can imagine. But before we get to that, we've got some great stuff on point. We've got to take a break here. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young, Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. What a great morning. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network.
If you're just getting your morning started, it's September the 16th. It's Momentum Monday. And if you're just getting in your car or you're in your car, it's 7:45. So hopefully you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. Y'all, I can't tell you how much we love this program. We love, love, love it. Not only does it help our seniors who are 55 years old and older learn about volunteerism, especially if you never really have, but it is a way to really put our hands, our wisdom, and our guidance in the next generation. And then what's even better about it than that is that you get paid for it. You get paid. The money doesn't affect any of your benefits. You also get gas mileage. So listen, it's a win-win situation. This is all you've got to do to inquire. 318-484-2260. They're going to tell you how to get involved, how to get paid, and how to volunteer to shape today, share today, shape tomorrow. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit. Proud underwriting sponsors for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We want to remind you, we're going to encourage you later in the show about the pink party, about the walk coming up, and so much more. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, switching gears this morning, you guys know how I love to read. And I'm really a sucker for a good story. And especially a good story on Momentum Monday, that if you thought your life was challenging, and I know you're not, but for maybe that one person that is saying, woe is me this morning, this is a conversation that you absolutely cannot afford to miss on Momentum Monday, because if you didn't have your momentum, you're going to get it. And I'm going to introduce you to our guest, and I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. We're joined this morning by Dr. Frederick Jones. He's our new friend. He's an attorney. He's an author of several books. Currently, he's the criminal justice professor at Louisiana College right here in Pineville. And he's also the chair of the Division of Human Behavior. And this morning on Point, we are discussing his book, All Rise, A Conversation with Judge Barbara H. Caldwell. And as I said, this is a conversation that will really, really just provide so much momentum that you absolutely cannot afford to miss it. Fred, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network for the very first time.
Thank you. Thank you. What a privilege and an honor to be here with you, Colette. And I've been looking forward to being on Point for quite some time. I just hadn't said anything about it.
Well, you know what? We know, and it was confirmation this weekend, Sunday at church. God always puts the right people in your place at the right time.
Yes.
You know, it's like those divine appointments, and they're just meant to happen. And sometimes it takes them years to happen, but we can trust that they do happen.
Write the vision, make it plain.
Absolutely.
At the appointed time.
Absolutely. And waiting for it at the appointed time is the absolute hardest thing to do. But I want to talk about, you've done so many things in education. And I ask you, I said, my goodness, not only are you, and I just said, okay, you're a lawyer, you're a professor, you're the chair of the department, you're an author, you're also a minister.
Yes, I am.
And I said, what's up with all that education? And you said what?
I live my purpose.
I love it.
I live my purpose. And I feel that all those things are synchronized and a part of what God has called me to do. And for once in my life, I feel that everything is just hitting and it's just on point.
So everything is like lining up.
Lining up.
You know what? I might run this morning.
Help yourself.
Don't you love it? I love to hear when people say their lives are lining up and they're filled with so much joy, when you're walking and living in your purpose. I mean, getting up on Monday mornings just provides a momentum that you can't even express when you're living in your purpose, doesn't it?
It's almost like sleep is a distraction, you know? It's almost like, you know, you almost don't have time to sleep. I go to bed at night just looking forward to the next day.
Every day
is just excitement and something new and just expecting God. So
That's powerful.
I'm glad to be here.
And you know what? We also found out that he has just joined Lineage Law, which is
a sponsor of the OPT Network, Stephanie Prestridge and her team, all kind of appointments. I mean, and so when we heard that, we were like, okay. Because DC and I were saying, yeah, the planets are lining up. Something big is about to happen. And so all of these things happen. But I want to talk about the book as we talk about Law All Rise. And I want to talk about Judge Barbara Caldwell and her story. What an incredible story of hope and faith.
Yeah. Judge Caldwell, when I met her, you know how you can come in contact with somebody and their character rings authentic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an authenticity about this woman. There was none of this pretentiousness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, judge was something she do or part of what she does on a day-to-day
right.
basis. But on the inside of her, her DNA mm-hmm. resonated a faith mm-hmm. in a God that was bigger than a title or a position mm-hmm. or anything else. And we just had a divine connection and have had one since 2006.
Wow. And so then you decide to write her story, which is, it's an incredible story, to say the very least. Let's talk about why and how you really even understood the magnitude of her story.
Well, at the time...
Why did you make that grimace? Why did you make that face when I said that?
The magnitude of her story.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's so big.
Well, life is so much about the platform that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And every individual has a platform and a circle of influence.
Mm.
So when you find someone that's draped in a robe, mm-hmm. sits behind a bench and makes decisions on people's life one way or the mm-hmm. other on a day-to-day basis, that's a story.
Mm-hmm.
And carving into it and digging into it and honoring somebody who's worthy of that honor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous thing to honor somebody who's not worthy of
mm-hmm.
it. And I Judge Caldwell has just rung true all the way through. And as I've written her story, mm-hmm. it has proved, panned out to be one that I'm glad I've written it,
mm-hmm.
glad I wrote it, and I'm glad that we're still connected. And
absolutely. Awesome. And for those people who are not familiar with Judge Caldwell, tell everyone who she is and where she's from.
Judge Caldwell is a magistrate judge in Douglas County, Georgia. County named after Frederick Douglass, by the way.
Wow.
And the same name, I think Mom told me that someone named me
mm-hmm.
After that person. I was often referred to him when I was a little boy in Sunday school. But Judge Caldwell, she's a judge there and have been on the bench for more than 20 years.
Wow.
Serving in that county. Of course, probably one of the first persons to look like you and I to hold that position.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's been faithfully there doing a phenomenal job.
And she's a groundbreaker. She's a trailblazer.
Definitely a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
A judge that was appointed
mm-hmm.
by the governor, I
mm-hmm.
believe, to take that position and have served faithfully.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I was thinking about our conversation this morning and reading the book and talking about momentum and how sometimes we complain about where we are in life mm-hmm. and we complain about not having. And her story was just so raw and so real. And what it is it's really a chronicle of her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you talk about in the book how for 43 years of her life, she was born to a teen mom.
Mm-hmm.
And for 43 years, and never knew who her father was, and never even had a birth certificate.
That is incredible. No,
wow.
No record of her birth for almost
wow.
43 years. And as you said, from a teen parent family, but she never allowed that to stop her
mm-hmm.
from being all that God had called her to be, and cleaning houses and taking
mm-hmm.
care of other people and so forth. And she continued to get up serving a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's worked through quite a bit.
And so the reason why I thought that it was great to have this conversation on Momentum Monday is because a lot of people drive in. And we're all guilty of it to some degree. And we look at what we don't have, or we look at what we didn't have. We look at what our parents weren't able to give us. But not only did she come from a mother who had no education, mm-hmm. didn't know her dad, she didn't allow that to impede her purpose and those things that she was called to do.
Not at all. Not at all. And at the time when we began, Lucinda Perry and I, Lucinda's an attorney also, the two of us teamed up to co-write this story. Judge Caldwell, her husband was ill. I believe he was ill and subsequently passed. Mm-hmm. And during that time, she was carrying so much weight. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we talk about, if there's anything I can do for you to help, if there's mm-hmm. anything I can do for you to help. I personally hate to hear that question or hear that comment. Mm-hmm. Just do whatever you're going to do and let it be done.
Because people don't know what to tell you to do.
That is so true. You know, that is true. And so I saw something and thought, how can I encourage her?
Mm.
And I said, I'm going to just sit down and write her story, because I had recently finished my dad's story.
Mm-hmm.
And after I finished it and I saw the smile, I saw the fulfillment that comes to one when someone writes their story.
Wow.
I'll never forget that when I wrote it for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want to do that for Judge Caldwell.
Wow.
And that's how I got there.
Y'all, this is a momentous story. It's a great story. And we're going to tell you more about it when we come back from break. But we're also going to tell you how you can personally meet and be encouraged by Judge Caldwell right here in the Twin Cities. Stay on point, everybody. It's Momentum Monday, and I don't know about you. I feel great, and I'm throwing the energy right your way. We're back right after this.
When your bank does the unexpected, when every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal, when flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence, and you find options instead of obstacles, prosperity happens, possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer focused and service driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, the spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good, and they're another new way to love McDonald's. at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand, Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food, and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Monday, September 16th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, also McDonald's of Alexandria, and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by Dr. Frederick Jones, and he is a professor, criminal justice professor at Louisiana College. He's also the chair of the Division of Human Behavior, and we're talking about his book, All Rise, a conversation with Judge Barbara Caldwell. And I said, as I said in this in the last segment, that it is one of those stories that gives you momentum, and it helps you, and it helps you to really, really feel the word that I love to use, Dr. Fred, and that's possibility.
Possibility. We got to see it to grab it.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that she was able to come from a family of really nothing. No education, and sometimes in families where there is no education, the next generation may or may not be educated. And in her case, she moved beyond where she was and where her mother was to embrace those things that were good about her mother and then learn about herself and go on to do great things.
Yes, and that's, I think Judge models the idea of the concept of removing excuses.
Exactly.
Removing those handicaps or the things that say negative. Just dismiss all of
Absolutely.
It.
Not only with the fact that her mother was a teen mom, had no education, but even race. Even making no excuses about race. Going out, getting the education, and doing the work, and speaking and believing in possibility. And one thing that is very, that is a common thread throughout the book is she talks about her faith and her trust in God.
That is at the cornerstone of who she is, and I think that was the thing that connected our hearts so together when we first met. I saw a person who just refused to accept second class or
wasn't going to quit.
She stop.
Wasn't going to quit.
Exactly.
And so you have systematically, really, gone probably above and beyond to bring Dr. Caldwell all the way down from Georgia to tell her story and to encourage students and to encourage the community. Talk about why you thought that that was important at such a time as this.
Actually, Judge Caldwell and Pauline were coming down just to visit and hang out with her. She said, you've turned this
and
into...
And so you seized the opportunity.
Seized the moment. Uh-huh. We were coming down just to hang out. They were coming down to visit and share together because the three of us got together several years ago and went on a retreat up in Helen, Georgia, where the leaves are red, orange, and everything. Mm-hmm. And we were up there, and there was birthed judge's foundation called Higher Standards Foundation. Abundant living requires higher standards.
Wow.
And that's something that's at the core of her passion. So they're coming down just to have fun. And fun for us is speaking mm-hmm. to young people mm-hmm. and going out and encouraging people. And that's what they're going to be doing this coming weekend. We got a full schedule lined up for them.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that schedule. But within the schedule, what do you hope will be birthed from Judge Caldwell coming here?
Some things have to be demonstrated.
Mm.
One of the favorite scriptures is, my preaching and teaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to see something. Mm-hmm. Students, when they see it, mm-hmm. then they can seize it. And so I hope that,
I love that.
All will rise mm-hmm. to another level of possibility. A lot of students say, I want to go to school to be this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And I always challenge them to take it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hoping that this conversation with Judge will do. That's by the book, All Rise. My hope is that we'll continue to rise, mm-hmm. rise mm-hmm. to higher level.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to mainstream. And that is one of the things that I'm hoping that students will realize, that we can mainstream and not just be the best hyphenated American at this or that.
Absolutely.
But be the best all across the board.
Absolutely. That we will be able to really make that transformation and just be the best.
Be the best.
And so when you were thinking about the book and then you were writing it, All Rise, how was that birthed?
First thing you hear when you walk into a courtroom, mm-hmm. All Rise,
mm-hmm.
and everybody physically stands up.
Mm.
I'll never forget this. When I began to teach at Kennesaw, and I stepped to the podium and began to teach in this class of 80 students, and I called on one international student, and she stood up to address me.
And were you taken aback?
I was taken aback. And I was like, wow, that's cultural difference.
That's chutzpah, that's courage, that's culture, that's so many things.
That's respect, mm-hmm. honor, and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And we've lost a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to come to court any kind of way. We want to live our lives based on what we've heard in the media. Low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost the idea. We've kept the dream alive, but we've stopped dreaming.
Mm.
And we've stopped doing the things to embrace the fulfillment that life has for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so with this book, my hope is that we'll be forever rising mm-hmm. and embracing the greatness that God has put in every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about it, that we have the Spirit of God inside of us, we have the DNA.
Mm.
We are partners
Absolutely.
With God.
We're joint heirs.
Joint heirs. The inheritance. the whole thing belongs to us.
And you know what? We're not talking about it. And ironic you would say that, confirmation, that was in our meditation this morning. DC and I have a morning meditation together so that we start off on the right foot every morning, and it talks about being joint heirs. And don't you think too many of our young people have really, and I don't know if they've forgotten to dream, but what we're seeing with our just turned 14-year-old is that we want to teach him how to dream about the possibilities, how to dream about something that seems so far away, but very attainable.
We've got to bring, the cornerstone of our community has long been the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the church. But teaching the principles of the Word of God in a way that our young people can embrace them
mm-hmm.
is where we've got to get back to. And talking about shallow stuff mm-hmm. is not gonna cut the ice.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this book to a eighth grader
mm-hmm.
at my church, and she took it and she said, I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Young lady that's aspiring to be a doctor
mm-hmm.
and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to call me back and give me a book report on it. But
wow,
we've got to connect with our youth,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to kind of push past. It's not about me anymore, and it's not about self anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about others. And I think that's where we have to kind of get the message over and kind of bring our message back to point and connect with our young people.
Absolutely. And so tell people how they can connect with a conversation with Judge Caldwell. It's going to be happening on September the 20th. And what I love about it is it's absolutely no cost.
No cost, open to the public. They can friend me on Facebook. I'm a big Facebook person. Frederick Jones, they can find me there at The Advocates of Christ. Or they can contact the department at 487-7745. That's 487-318-487-7745.
So are they going to need, like, reservations? Is there, like, going to be a head count that you need to know how many people are going to be in attendance?
It would be good if we knew, but it's open, and it's going to be about an hour and a half conversation there, but open to the public, and if we have to make adjustments to accommodate everybody, we will.
Absolutely, and the reason why we wanted to talk about the conversation this morning is to give people momentum, also for those parents who are really trying to speak into their children's lives and maybe not getting through. This is a great opportunity to hear somebody, and I don't want to tell too much of her story, but that has an incredible story and really comes out on the other side. She speaks to possibility. She is successful, and I believe that she's going to have a word for not only college students, but our high school students and our junior high school students as well.
Normally when you do something for 20 or 30 years, you have a tendency to become callous, or it becomes just a routine. Not here. She has a heart for young people. She don't look at the person as the defendant or the subject. She looks at them as someone's son, someone's daughter. And so that heart that she has exhibited over the years still is fresh in her, that compassion to connect with our young people.
Absolutely. And I'm sure she will have a lot of insight on the criminal justice system. Again, everybody, it's happening Friday, September the 20th. It's going to start at 1 o'clock at Presser Recital Hall on LC's campus, Louisiana campus, right there in Pineville. For more information, here's the number once again, 487-7745 or 487-7955. Dr. Frederick Jones, he is the author of All Rise, A Conversation with Judge Barbara Caldwell. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you for having me, and a great pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you know what the music means. We got to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You should be well underway by now. It's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Momentum Monday, September the 16th. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellite. If you don't have the best channels, the best savings, and the best wiring, what are you waiting for? The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. It's that time of the year where things are starting to come out. They protect not only your home, J&J does, but your business as well. For a free consultation, the number to phone is 800-819-5323. And that gets you J&J really, literally anywhere in the state. It doesn't matter where you are. Rehide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rehide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, this morning, On Point, we're switching gears just a little bit, and we're joined now by Kendra Goche, she is the executive director of Central Louisiana's Homeless Coalition. And this morning we're talking about Homeless Awareness Week that's going to be coming up next week. So Kendra, good morning and welcome back to the OPT.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've talked about it many times, and a lot of people, we kind of see people that are drifters and we kind of know that they're homeless, but it's really the population of homelessness is larger than what we really understand.
Right. Here in Central Louisiana, as you know, we have a lot of rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we conduct our count every year, we attempt to go into those rural areas and get a really good idea. But unfortunately, the people that we do encounter who are homeless oftentimes are the hidden homeless, which means they're living in a great-grandmother's old house with, mm-hmm. you know, holes in the floor, no electricity, or they're living in tents out in the woods in the rural communities. And so we do a count every year, and we count about 180 people as homeless every year. But we do feel that in those rural communities, there are more homeless than what we are actually encountering.
Absolutely. And then the number even rises as we look on a state level. But as we talk about on the local level, let's talk about the definition of homelessness, because a lot of us really don't understand what that means.
Right. Well, whenever we do our count, we count people who are literally homeless, which means that they are in a place that is not meant for somebody to be living, under a bridge, in an abandoned building, in a place with no electricity, in a car, or in a hotel or motel, campgrounds and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have children who are living in a family or in a house with another family, a lot of times those children are considered homeless because they're considered doubled up. And so we can count those children as homeless and then provide some services through the school board office for those children.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the Homeless Awareness Advocacy Week and why it's important to Alexandria and Central Louisiana.
Well, you know, as we mentioned earlier, a lot of our homeless population is the hidden homeless. But if you drive around Alexandria, you see mm-hmm. some people who you believe to be homeless, and most of the time they are. And so what we want to do is raise awareness of that population, and in particular, the faces of homeless that you may not think of as being homeless. A lot of times. Well, like women who are fleeing domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
You know, they may get the supportive services and temporary shelter, but then after that, they oftentimes will find themselves homeless. There's also those people who are suffering from mental illness and mm-hmm. substance abuse that oftentimes will end up homeless and living on the streets. There's also, like I said, those unaccompanied youth or the children 15, 16 years old who have been put out of their house for whatever reason. They are considered homeless, and we want to raise awareness and advocate for the services that those people desperately need.
And let's talk about those services and what they consist of.
Well, this year we're partnering with several agencies to do Homeless Awareness Week. Faith House is an organization out of Lafayette that provides domestic violence services here in Central Louisiana. And so they have an outreach worker here locally. And so they are going to be hosting an event on the Wednesday of that week. They'll be outside of Little
Cakes. Which will be September the 25th.
Correct. They'll be outside of Little Cakes with Big Attitudes, which is moved to its new location on Jackson Street.
Right.
And so that day, Little Cakes is going to do 10% of their sales donated to the Faith House.
Right.
And then on, let me backtrack, on Tuesday of that week, we'll be doing the Sinlaw Chemical Dependency Council is doing a balloon release and vigil in honor and in memory of those people who are suffering from mental illness and substance abuse.
Okay.
Then on Thursday, we are partnering with the Rapides Parish School Board. They're doing an open house forum where people can come in and learn about the services that are available to the unaccompanied youth or to the homeless children. And I want to say that even though it's hosted by the Rapides Parish School Board, all of the school boards within our region generally offer the same types of services for homeless children.
Right. And what I want people to know that are listening this morning is that what role do you want the community to be able to play in this? Because we all, I think, and I don't think I would be overstepping if I say that, you know, every time you see somebody that you perceive to be homeless, our hearts go out and you really don't know what to do. So what does the community need to do in the Homeless Awareness and Advocacy Week?
Well, actually on Monday, September 23rd, we're kicking off the week with the third annual Homeless Summit. And that's the event where we're encouraging the public to get involved and attend that event. You can really get a better understanding of exactly what homelessness looks like here in Alexandria. I get asked the question so many times, what is the homeless situation here? And it's very difficult to give that answer in a short
right.
a short answer, because it's very, very complicated. It's a complex issue. And so on the kickoff event, the Homeless Summit on September 23rd, we're going to have a lot more information that'll really give you a better understanding of how the community and how the public can get involved. We've got two dynamic speakers coming in that day, one of which will talk about the collective impact collaborations, mm-hmm. which is what we do as a coalition, is collaborate with our partners to raise awareness.
Right.
And the other is going to talk about the effects of mental illness and substance abuse on homelessness, as those are the two leading causes of homelessness.
Right, and how the community can come out and help. So what are we asking the community to do for this week?
Okay, well, we've got several events going on that week. We encourage the community to get involved with the agencies that are providing those services. You know, we don't always encourage people to go out and just give out money on the street corner.
And that's
that
really
kind of thing.
And that's really like a knee-jerk effect. That's really what people want to do.
Right, right. But we encourage people to get involved with the agencies and support the agencies, whether it's through donations or fundraising for one of your favorite agencies or volunteering at an agency. These agencies are doing so much with very little grant money and very little support, and these case managers are doing phenomenal jobs, and mm-hmm. so they could really use that support from the community to do little, you know, events for the children that live in a shelter, or, you know, something as simple as if you play guitar, go over there and play with the kids, and just really get involved in working with these agencies that do the services.
Absolutely, and it's really important that the community knows that the third annual Homeless Awareness and Advocacy Week, starting September the 23rd through the 27th, is a fundraiser.
That's right. It is a fundraiser for the coalition. It's the one big fundraiser that we do each year. But we are also approved for to give social workers continuing education credits.
Very good.
So we're approved through the State Office of Social Workers to offer 3 CEU credits for that day for anybody that attends. The tickets are $30. And that helps cover the cost of lunch, which we are having catered that day, and also the cost of obtaining the CEU credit.
Absolutely. And give people, Kendra, before you've got to go, the information on how they can connect with getting the tickets and getting their reservation.
Well, we have a brand new website. It's www.sinlawhomeless.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can reach us at the office at 318-443-0500.
Okay. And so, Kendra, what's the last thing that you hope that people will take away from this conversation as you go around Central Louisiana and you try to raise awareness? What do you hope that people will really be able to sink their teeth into and say, you know what, I want to be the change that I want to see, but I'm not sure how to do it?
Absolutely. Try to get involved with the agencies. Contact our coalition. We can put you in contact, depending on what services you're interested in, any volunteer events or fundraising. We can put you in contact with a proper agency that will match what it is that you want to do. So just contact our office, and we can help connect you with those services that you may want to get involved with.
Absolutely. And the ticket is going to cover, the $30 is going to cover lunch. And it's not just lunch, but it's being the change that we want to see in our community. It's telling us how we need to get involved and what we need to do. And it's also helping to fund the Homeless Coalition, isn't it?
That's correct. We get 1 grant per year for from HUD to do some of the services that we provide at the coalition. And aside from that, we rely on donations and fundraisers from our community and membership. So we encourage you to come out and help support the coalition. We do a lot of excellent work. We form a lot of partnerships and collaborations with many of the agencies in our community. And that's the real role of the coalition, is bringing mm-hmm. all of those services and all those agencies together and coordinate those services.
And where is that going to be held at?
The summit will be held at the Pineville Main Street Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to remind everybody that the Jackson Street Bridge is closed, so you may
want
to allow for time to get around the Purple Heart Bridge and mm-hmm. get to Main Street in Pineville, mm-hmm. but it's going to be at the Community Center.
Absolutely. Again, Kendra, one more time, give us the website and the number.
www.sinlawhomeless.org, and the phone number is 318-443-0500. I do want to add that seating is limited at that event.
Absolutely.
And so there's not a whole lot of room in that community center, so we had to limit the number of tickets. So if you'd like a ticket, please get in touch with us as soon as possible to make sure that there you can get a ticket.
And especially for those social workers that are going to get those credits for coming, it's important that they call you guys and reserve their space. Kendra, we want to thank you. We want to thank the Homeless Awareness and Advocacy Commission for what they're doing. We want to encourage people to get involved. It's going to be September the 23rd through the 27th. There's still time. They're going to have dynamic speakers and just lots of ways to get involved. Kendra, thank you so much for the work that
you
do.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here. It's 8:29, Momentum Monday. You're on point.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, free mammograms, absolutely 100% free. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts at the Cancer Center. Well, she's in mammography, 318-487-1122. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or you're underinsured. All you've got to do is make the call. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, also partnering with us in this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. You know we're raising money and raising awareness, and they are one of those partners that you can go by any of those three branches and help to be the change that you want to see by donating a ribbon, buying a pen, whatever it is that you can do to help raise money so that we can continue to have things like free mammograms right here in our community. Also, Davis One Stop. There again, proud partners with the OPT Network in raising money, raising awareness. Stop by Davis. They're located on Highway 71. If you're traveling north or south, you can't miss it. It is the gleaming light in Cheneyville. You know, this morning, our conversations have led us to people that, in my view, are just really courageous people. Dr. Frederick Jones and Kendra Goche, people that are on the front lines of being the change that they want to see. And, you know, if you listen to the show, you know that I read a lot. And I read so that hopefully you will want to. Knowledge is such power. It has such potential if you utilize it. And so this morning after our conversations with them, I wanted to just touch on an article that I read that talked about fear. And I was talking this weekend with someone who's very dear to me and realized that she has been steeped in fear. Fear brings anxiety. It brings depression. It brings all sorts of spirits. And if you're a believer, we know what God has to say about fear. Well, we know what the word says, but it's like some people have to have groundbreaking research to really believe that it is something that hinders us, that holds us back from being our very best self. And in the article, there was that very groundbreaking research by Brené Brown. Many of you have seen her on Oprah or on OWN and have read about her or know her books. She's a best-selling author. She's a researcher at the University of Houston. And her book, her latest book, is Daring Greatly. And she said that she's found that our own belief of unworthiness is what drives us to fear. And so anytime I read about somebody or I hear about somebody that pushes past that fear, that unworthiness that we all feel, each and every one of us at some point in our lives have felt unworthy, have felt like we were just not good enough despite our best efforts. Well, she says to avoid this feeling of unworthiness, she said the one thing that will make us more courageous and help us to push past fear, and I'm paraphrasing, is to be vulnerable. See, many people don't want to expose their vulnerabilities. Many people don't want to let others know that they need help or that maybe they're challenged in this area or that area. And that keeps us steeped in fear. And I love what Dr. Frederick Jones said. He said, I am in my purpose. And when you get into that place of purpose, there's still gonna be, I won't call it fear, you may be apprehensive, and which is fear, okay. Semantics. You may be a little bit, you may have a little bit of reserve, but you push past that because you know that there is a source greater than yourself. And so if you're trying to push past something this morning, maybe it's fear, maybe it's anxiety, maybe just allow yourself, and I know it's tough if you've never done it, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Well, most people say, I don't want to be vulnerable, because when people find out that you're weak in an area, that's when they hurt you. Well, you know what? When you ask for help, that's when you receive help. Sometimes people don't even know that you need help, because you haven't asked for help. You know what the Bible says? It says you don't have it because you don't ask. And so when you open up to the possibility Then and only then do you become great. And I'm going to tell you, I got this wonderful, wonderful email this weekend that just really, really, it touched my heart in a way that I can't even really quantify. And it was one of Tyler Perry's emails, and he was just talking about the things that he knows for sure. And, you know, when you hear that from somebody that has attained success, you're like, yes. And one of the things that he says that he knows is really, really true. He says that he knows that God is real, and your gift can and will make room for you. And so when we trust that, when we trust that your gifts and your talents, they will make room for you because that's what scripturally the word says, then you can push past that fear and you can move into the doing. And most of us have our issues with the doing, because the doing brings about, will I succeed? Will they like me? Will it be good enough? Will I be accepted? How will it work? How will it come together? And so I guess DC and I feel so revitalized this morning, because sometimes you can fall off of your routine. Sometimes you can miss getting fed with the word. And then, you know, when you go back in and you soak up what God is speaking into your spirit, then it sort of gives you a newness. It gives you a freshness. It gives you a renewed sense of energy. And so this morning, if you're challenged, I just want you to know that it takes courage to push past those fears. There's a million and one forms of fears, but the only thing that can hurt you is you. I'm going to tell you this morning, be of good cheer. Be of good courage. Push past and move into your purpose. It's 8:46. You're on point. And it's Momentum Monday. It feels great. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, another proud partner with the OPT Network in this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure 2013. We're going to be telling you more about the pink party for the cure. The tickets are only $20. All proceeds go to fight breast cancer. Darlene and her team are doing an incredible job. We want to encourage you to come out and join our team. Walk with us to eradicate breast cancer. All you've got to do is go to www.komenacadiana.org and register. You can start your own team. I don't think it's too late. I've got to check on that. Or you can come out and walk with On Point Talk / Sylvia's. Also get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Serving Avoyelles Parish, the number to phone, 318-346-6695. Don't forget, there are many ways and many businesses that you can go in and connect with to give a small donation. Southern Heritage Bank, all of their locations has pink ribbons as well. You can go in, you can purchase a ribbon, you can purchase a decal. You can go to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, any of their three locations. You can stop by Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, purchase a ribbon, or give a donation. Every single cent helps in eradicating breast cancer. The Pink Party for the Cure is going to be huge. Tucker's going to be there. Tony Groove is going to be on the wheels of steels. The tickets are only a mere $20. It's going to be great food, great fun, great fellowship, and a great opportunity to give back and be the change that you want to see. Now, at the top of the show, switching gears, I talked about this weekend and football. Not only was it this weekend and football, it was young David Christmas, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas's birthday. He turned 14 years old on Saturday, and I was feeling a bit of nostalgia as we watch our kids grow up. You know, it seems that just yesterday you were bringing them home from the hospital, and now he's turned into a young man who's playing football and really enjoying it, and it's something that we enjoy doing together. But we had a really, really nice weekend of just fellowshipping and coming together and looking back over the years. And DC, we came together not only over great food and great fun, but great football.
Yes.
What was your favorite game this weekend? Did you have one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what was your favorite game?
The Alabama-Texas A&M game was a smoker. I heard the tickets were actually going, the really good tickets were going for $10,000.
Uh-uh.
And it was everything that they said it was going to be. And, it was a really good football game. Texas A&M, who's ranked, I think, number six, played against six or eight,
mm-hmm.
played the number one team in the land, Alabama, and Corlett. Texas A&M brought a really serious game. I really didn't think that they would compete on the level that they did. You know, Alexandria's own Sean Washington played a huge part in the game.
It was just
awesome and a thing of beauty. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't think Texas A&M should lose any rankings for losing that game.
And you know what? It was a smoker.
I think they should be ranked exactly where they are.
Do you think that because
they lost by 7 points to the number one team in the land. And I'm really, really right now concerned for LSU with Texas A&M.
Let me tell you something. Johnny Manziel, with all the negative publicity,
yes.
let me tell you, he brings it like a grown man on
cut
the field.
The food.
Oh, what?
Man, he cut up.
He was absolutely amazing to watch. He
yes,
put
he
on
was.
A show. And what I love the
he
most.
He loves the big stage.
He loves the big stage. He loves the game of football. And when it looked like their backs were broken, what does a great player do?
He steps up.
He steps up. And they came within seven of beating the number one team
yes.
in the country.
Yes, they ran with them.
I mean, he did a heck of a job. And I'm going to tell you, that was a great Saturday game day college football game. Really, really a great day. Now, on the other side, the NFL, what was your favorite game? Was it the Manning Bowl?
Man, I enjoyed the Manning Bowl. I enjoyed a lot of other games. But to see Drew Brees with a minute and 3 seconds left say, give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
Let me go finish this, go close this thing down.
Yeah.
Man, he went down there like a real troop. The Saints organization ought to be shamed that they didn't want to pay that man. You know, the way he went down there and marched. I mean, three plays later, they kicking a field goal, and he broke the backs of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Let me tell you, when you saw him, when you saw him march on the field like a grown man
like a
and
grown
say, okay,
man.
Roll up your sleeves.
Let's
not,
go to work.
Let's go to work.
Let's go to work.
He did that. You say, come on, New Orleans. Why would you do that? Why would you not want to pay him?
Yeah, don't do that.
I mean, he did what winners do.
He did it.
They win.
That's right.
They win. Watching Peyton Manning and Eli, it was almost like Serena and Venus playing against each
other. And with all of those good games, Carlette, the Alabama-Texas A&M game, to me.
It stands out.
I had to watch it. You know, sometimes you'll go to the store during the game or you might do something during the game because, you know, games are 3-4 hours.
Uh-huh.
I could not leave and do anything while that game was on.
Absolutely.
It was that exciting.
Absolutely. And you know what I love about it, and we look for the lessons in everything. The lesson is possibility. When you stand in the pocket, you know, those quarterbacks that stand in the pocket, they're called PP. They're called pocket passes. When you stand in the pocket and you fade the heat and you keep your cool, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's Momentum Monday, D.C. My goodness, I think they've got it. I think people are gaining their momentum.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think they are, Carlette.
I'm going to tell you what.
I know I am.
I am, too. You might as well get down on it.
It's a beautiful day to be alive.
Absolutely. You might as well convince yourself that you're going to have your momentum.
I'm going to dance.
You're going to dance? Oh, my goodness. There's nothing better than a Monday morning dance, everybody. Is your back up? His back is up off. Is that? Are you breakdancing? Oh my god! What?
Oh, y'all! I wish I had it on YouTube.
Hey everybody! Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on Momentum Monday. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Have some courage. And don't forget to be the change you want to see. Because remember, it starts with you and it starts with me.